Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
On this night, I know you're not a Wilson's coordinator anymore, but you have a lot of information. I know who his coordinator is, and I left a message. I'm trying to get Austin into daycare.
That wouldn't be us. That would be the service coordinator through the insurance. We don't have anything to do with that. We just build the insurance for home care services. That's it. So you would have to contact Keystone first.
Okay, because he does have a waiver already.
Yeah. So you would contact Keystone first, the service coordinator, and request that information.
Okay, I appreciate it because he really needs. I know he's been out here, I think, since you. I haven't seen anybody. And he's graduated college, you know, he's got his associates. And he needs a break from school. I want him to go and learn how to be with people. He's in his house 24 hours a day. He don't go out half the time anymore.
Have you ever spoken to the service coordinator, Jasmine Fry?
I spoke to her.
That's the person that you will have to request that so they can put it in on the insurance. As an additional benefit.
Yeah, I don't have her number.
I can give it to you.
I would appreciate it. You've always been helpful.
Ready. Yeah.
I'm
ready.
Ready.
It's 267.
Mm-hmm.
667.
Okay.
2179.
9. I will put this in my phone. Her name is Jasmine.
Yep, Jasmine Fry.
Okay. Because I know she, when I was speaking to her a couple of times, she had twins.
We don't have no information on the service coordinator. We barely even talked to them.
She had twins, and she was juggling them. So it was like, hard, to talk with her. I did speak with the another gentleman who was associated with Austin. I'm waiting for him to call me back.
That's Jose.
Jose
wouldn't have anything to do with that either. Any requests as medical necessities or equipment or any additional services, that would come from the actual insurance.
Okay, I appreciate it because I have been on welfare and they told me that he has a waiver. So I'm trying to get him into something like, Elwin, because he doesn't need to be in an adult daycare.
Ask the service coordinator about the facility that does activities for older adults called PATH. PATH. Yeah, I know that is one of the places that I see a lot of people go to.
Okay, because I was just going to say, because with him being autistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't. He wants to go to work, but he wants to work in a hospital. And I said, let's take a break. You got to learn some life skills, and then we'll pursue that further. But he's 23 years old, and he's still running around upstairs like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I want more for him.
Yeah.
I think we all do for our children.
Absolutely.
All right, so I was just glad that he got his associates. Doesn't count as much, but he does go again, goes with some jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, I appreciate you always being there.
No problem. All right.
You have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.